international bodies, government functionaries,
and the members of the House of Assembly, members of the Red Chamber and the Green Chamber. What has happened with my people in Plateau State? A lot of people term it and tag it. It is clash between the Fulanis and the Biron. But I'm calling upon you, let you not be deceived by this. This is called a pure continuation of the Osman Danfodio fight. Fulani, we know where you're coming from. We know that you have your base in Guinea. Because the people of Guinea have refused to accept you and give you leadership in Guinea, Osman Danfodio led the first journey of the Fulani out of Guinea. And as a result, on arrival of Nigeria, our so-called brothers, called the Hausas, accepted them in the name of Islam. Today, they have led this country several times. It is only Murutala who has led as a pure Hausa man. And my people, I am telling you this. These people have been calling upon their people from Guinea that we have gotten a place in Nigeria. Come and subdue. Come and take over. Now, is Yar Adua not Fulani? Is Buhari not Fulani? Is about all of them are Fulani who have been ruling this country. So I call upon you to open your eyes and understand, my fellow Igbo brothers, that you think in the East, people living in the Middle Belt are Hausa Fulani. Please come to our rescue. They are taking over the Middle Belt. Otherwise, if they are fighting with Biron, why is it in Taraba? Why is it in Adamawa? Why is it in Benue? Why is it in part of Kogi? Why is it in part of Kaduna, especially the southern Kaduna? Why is it in Nasarawa? Why Plateau? Why Plateau? Please, I call upon you. Wake up from your slumber and understand what these people are saying. Understand that is a pure continuation of jihad fight. You understand what I'm saying? People have been killed in Zamfara. My people have been massacred. Today, I count directly from my family. Over 28 people are gone. In the whole village, over 217 people are gone. The record is still coming. We don't know who and who is in the bush. We don't know whether they are alive or bleeding. We don't know whether they are gone. A lot of houses have been burned. Our food finished from the farms. We can no longer survive. Please, wake up from your slumbers. Our brothers and sisters, do not be deceived by what Buhari is saying, that it is Fulani and herdsmen and farmers. It is a lie. If it is Fulani and farmers, are there not Fulani and farmers in other part of this country? Why the Middle Belt? Because you know, once they got the Middle Belt, any other part of Nigeria is a story. My Yoruba brothers, you are saying that you want to follow Buhari, you want to vote Buhari, Buhari must go 2019. You are finished. You don't know what you are saying. This is a pure jihad fight. They have vowed to continue. Look at what the governor of Kaduna have mentioned earlier in the past. He said he has used the state resources to stop Fulani from coming in to attack Nigeria. They are coming from all over Africa to take over Nigeria as their homeland. Please wake up from your slumber. Help our people. Let me say something now, that what has happened, they have used a strategy immediately in the assuming of office of Buhari. He has established the 7th Div and have moved all the ammunitions from 3rd Div in the name of peacekeeping in the northeast. My brother, is a strategy. There is no arm in Rukuba Barrack. Now Rukuba Barrack is empty. And they have bought machineries. They have bought ammunitions. They have been passing through just where seeing them with their brothers securing them. They have found, they have so stuck the 7th Div. We don't have anything to face ourselves. We have listened to their release. They said, even if you are a military officer, when the fight gets tougher, you know your fatherland. What does that mean? Please, I beg you, my fellow Nigerians, speak to the international community to come to our rescue. Speak to the international community to come to our rescue. Our people that have been massacred, those that survive, are dying with hunger. Please and please, reach out to President Trump. Reach out to our Christian nation to come to our rescue. This thing is getting out of hand. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, Plateau State have been invaded by foreign machineries. They have brought already foreign machineries. They have taken over. They just tested that in my village, in Gashish local government of in Gashish district of of Bakiladi local government in Plateau State. That is a test running. Please wake up from your slumber. Speak to whosoever you need to speak to. With immediate effect, when we were called in the state that my village needs a quick response within an hour, otherwise people will be killed, we thought they were just saying it and we saw it. Please, we are saying now, we are not just saying it, it's a reality. Please come to our rescue. Let us protect our homeland. Let us protect our heritage. We don't have any other place to go to. Nigeria is our country. Plateau State is our state. Other states that belongs to us is ours. It was given to us by God. It is not by Fulani man. Please come to our rescue.